Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hi. What's up?
Hi. Good morning. Hi. I can't do it, man. God.
You're below your one vocal cord out. Just all right, relax. Well, I'm going to let sports.
Yeah, I'm going to let my voice rest. Hunter's going to do sports, so let's do it sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. Hell, I could go for one right now. That'll make me feel better.
But instead you chose tea. You chose tea. How'd that work out for you?
What if I just pour a little bud in my tea? How about that? We can make that work.
Something.
Make that
you need
work.
More booze.
Yeah. It's a hot
tea,
toddy, right?
You know, you're always making fun of those tea drinking sons of bitches across the seas there. But yeah, you're over here.
That's because they do it. They do it for fun. They do it for fun. All right. They take breaks during their day in order to have tea and crumpets. Get out of here. Come on now. It makes sense. Like when you're a kid, all right, you go to a tea party. Like, oh, you're a kid. Let's have a tea party. That's right. Let's get dressed up.
Sit at the little table.
Yeah, they do it throughout their entire lives. Okay, all right. And to our brethren in the UK that are listening right now, I don't mean you. Okay, I don't even know if you guys do it over there. But for the rest
of all the teacups and everything involved with tea, small, just tiny little things.
We're gonna take a break during the day, and we're gonna sit here, and we're gonna eat little tiny cookies, and we're going to sip tea. It's great. We talk about the queen. Anyway.
Should we have a tea party during sports?
Yeah. Tuck my sack and have a tea party. all right. What do you got?
All right, everybody, sit down Indian style. Here we go. Major League Baseball. Yesterday, Tigers beat the Rangers 4-2. Twins beating the White Sox 7-2. Cardinals beating the Cubs yesterday 3-2 in 10 innings. There are some games today. Rangers going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 1:10.
Rangers.
Cubs going to be... What?
I said, Rangers. I don't know. It doesn't work as well. I tried something and it didn't work. All right, go on.
How about you continue to rest your voice? Cubs going to be in St. Louis playing the Cardinals at 7:15. White Sox are off. Listen to this story. This is kind of fun. It's a good time reading this. If you've won your team's first championship in 50 years in a game where you score 50 points, how would you celebrate? Well, if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, you're going to go order a lot of chicken, apparently. NBA Finals MVP took the championship trophy and his MVP trophy for a ride Wednesday morning. Went to the local Chick-fil-A. Went through the drive-thru. Didn't even go in. Ordered not 49, not 51, but 50 pieces of chicken minis. It's a lot of chicken.
Man. I watched the video. It's pretty funny. He's having a good time. The girl that's taking his order, he's like, oh, hey, do you mind if I film you? You're on with 150,000 people right now. She's like, oh. And he's like, yeah, I'd like not 49, not 51. I would like 50. And then he gets a drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade to celebrate. Yeah. That's right.
It's all on his Instagram. Like you said, you probably saw it.
Yep.
And, he said he'd stolen the championship trophy Tuesday night, and he was on his way to return it when he picked up his food. So it's a hell of a lot of chicken, man.
That is a lot of Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, for sure.
You know another crazy athlete that loves chicken nuggets? Usain Bolt. Apparently that guy eats like 40 nugs
You did a story last Olympics, and during the entire Olympic stay, he loves McDonald's so much in the chicken nuggets, he ended up spending I can't remember. Let's look it up quick. Hold on. How much?
That's insane, dude. You think these athletes, you got to be on the Tom Brady diet, right? No, a lot of these guys are just gifted. Go sit down and eat 50 chicken McNuggets and go sprint 100 meters and win.
Right here, from April 21st, 2020, Usain Bolt estimated he ate 1,000 McDonald's chicken nuggets during the Beijing Olympics.
My God. 1,000. I would take 1,000 nugs. Which is still only like $9 or something.
Hunter, I don't know about you, but after I eat 20 McDonald's chicken McNuggets, the last thing I want to do is run in a race.
You get to 15 and now it's a challenge.
Yeah.
You're stuffing those nugs down your throat.
There's one guy I know that can eat 20 plus chicken McNuggets in one sitting, and that's Drunk Brock. That's the only guy that can do it that I know personally in one sitting.
It's when you're laying off your bed on your side like David Hasselhoff, just shoveling things in your mouth. It could be anything.
You're no longer eating for flavor. You're eating for pure survival. That's it.
It is.
You know that if you don't eat all 20 of those chicken McNuggets followed by the two McDoubles that you bought while laying on a hotel bed, you're going to die the next day. That's right. What it is. It's strictly for survival.
When you start to use your palm to eat food, you know what I'm saying? Just pushing it into your face.
When you're like a horse eating a sugar cube from someone's hand. You're not dipping anymore. You just have the sauce next to it, and you just lean over, and you put your tongue in the sauce, and then you roll back over. Yeah.
We've all been there, too.
Oh, God.
We've all been there.
More than once, and I hate to admit it. I didn't go win multiple medals at the Olympics. No. I woke up the next morning going, what am I doing with my life? I'm covered in greasy wrappers, and I'm in a hotel.
You start contemplating your life.
Yeah.
How much of a piece of trash you are. Yeah. Like I said, we've all been there. That's a good ending to the sports report. So here, I got a teaser. So Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12 possibly.
Oh, nice.
That'll be next hour in sports. So hold on.
All right. That's your sports for now, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
I'm a people person. I deal with people.
You know, not everyone can deal with people like I do. Anyway.
What a great movie. We were just talking about Office Space.
I'm not mistaken when I say it wasn't a big hit when it came out. It became a cult classic, but I don't think it did great in the box office. Oh, dude, it's amazing. It's amazing.
You can get your ass kicked for saying something like that, man.
The guy who did the O face, like, oh, showing my O face. Oh.
You know what's wild?
He's a real estate agent.
My cousin knows him.
No kidding.
That's how you know about this,
yeah,
I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, you had to tell me.
In Sarasota, yeah, he's a real estate agent. And like, I was visiting my cousin one day. He's like, hey, you know the guy from the Office Space. He's like, yeah, he lives right there. He works right up here, over here.
And you know what? He probably cashes checks. He probably gets a monthly check. And all he had to do was say Lindbergh after. Yeah, show her my old face. Yeah. If he doesn't use that in his billboard advertisements for his real estate office, you'll be so happy with your new home. You'll show me your old face. And it just needs to be him. Like, that just writes itself.
In that movie hit it right on the head, man. Yep. Great flick.
Anyway, we got to keep it moving. We can't talk about Office Space all day. It is time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So guess what? You're never thirsty. You'll do your old face when you have a Bud product.
That's pretty funny. That was a good stall because I just pulled it up. Here we go. Perfect. Major League Baseball yesterday. Tigers beating the Rangers 4-2. Twins beating the White Sox 7-2. Damn. Big score there. St. Louis, the Cardinals beating the Cubs 3-2. That was in 10 innings. Are some games today and tonight. Rangers going to be in Detroit playing the Tigers at 1:10. Cubs going to be in St. Louis playing the Cardinals at 7:15. So there you go. Moving on to basketball. That's right. If your team won its first championship in 50 years in a game where you score 50 points, how should you celebrate, Brock?
That's hookers right. And blow. No?
You would think. You would think, but it's not the 80s anymore. It's 2021. Giannis, you know that guy, Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yes.
Just leave it to everybody else.
Sorry.
You know what he did? He went and ordered a lot of chicken. The NBA Finals MVP took the championship trophy and his MVP trophy for a ride Wednesday morning. Went to a local Chick-fil-A. Went to the drive-thru, actually. Ordered a, not 49, a not 51, but a 50-piece chicken mini. That's a lot of chicken.
What are we having tonight,
Brock? Chicken or?
Chicken.
It's wild, man. He also ordered a large half Sprite and half lemonade.
No ice.
So you actually saw the video, huh?
No ice, by the way. Yes, his large drink, no ice, which is smart because that's how they rip you off with the ice, right? They fill the whole thing up with ice. You get half the drink.
Isn't it warm then?
No, because it's coming out of the machine cold.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no ice. That's a trick,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Never get ice in your drink, all right? That is how they rip you off. Yeah, you may have gotten a large, but it is half full. Half full. Yeah.
If you had diabetes on, faster.
Yeah, exactly.
You get no ice.
No ice. It just it increases your diabetes. Yeah, he went on his Instagram, or was it Instagram? Yeah. Like 150,000 followers, the girl walks up to take his order. He's like, hey, is it okay if we record you? Yeah, you're on right now with 150,000 people. She's like, oh. And then he makes his order. And, yeah. Yeah. Does it.
It's crazy, man. But, you know, good for him. You know, I could you imagine winning a championship of some sort and you just kind of just grab the trophy, go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, he can do whatever he wants. He just won.
You're a champion. You're a champion and you can do what you want. Just go for it. Go for it.
I'm going to talk about this college football story I teased last hour. New report says that Texas and Oklahoma looking to bolt the Big 12. Peace for the powerful SEC. Both schools nearly made the move in 2010, but were persuaded to stay in the Big 12. If they move, the SEC will have 16 teams becoming the first super conference. SEC is just a whole different league.
It really is. It's like it's almost – wait, so who else is in there? It's
– everybody that's good. Just put it that way.
Everybody that's good?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, pretty much. I don't know what it is, but West Coast over there, they know what's going on. So, yeah, we might be losing two of the Big 12. So, hell with them. Get rid of them. We don't want them anyway. See you, Texas. See you, Oklahoma.
Get out of here. Who likes Texas and Oklahoma anyways, you jerks?
Beat it. Right. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.